What is up, everyone? Welcome to a very special episode of the Cub Cooker Supernatural Podcast. My name is Jacob Cooker, but my friends call me Cub, and you should too. Every day on the Cub Cooker Supernatural Podcast, I'm here to help you unlock the supernatural power of ancient mysteries. That is what we do all day, every day. Full disclosure, I am a deconstructed individual. This is not a religious podcast. This is not to debate religiosity or churchianity or anything like that. This is in all love and light from my opinion, my point of view. And I am going to be talking about some events today that are clearly on the calendar, clearly going on in our world, talking about the eclipse on Monday. Now, what I'm not going to do is pander to conspiracy theories here. What I am going to do is share with you what my deep revelation about Monday is. That is very different than what I've heard a lot of people talking about. So I actually had a dream or a vision last night, and I'm going to share what that entailed and why some of you may be very underwhelmed after the eclipse. Some of you may be very overwhelmed. Now, again, I'm talking esoterically here. I don't know what's going to happen in the world. I don't know how people are going to respond. I don't know how people are going to act, but I can tell you how I'm going to respond and how I'm going to act, and that's what today is about. So if you ever wanted a survival guide for eclipse season, whether it's this one or another one, this is your survival guide today. We're also going to get into this much, much deeper tomorrow as a community inside my actual membership over at Cub Cooker, CUBKUKER.com. We're going to have a coaching call tomorrow that is a group mastermind call with my mastermind community, with myself, as well as Dreamstar Oracle, aka Ashley, our good friend and member of our mastermind. She's going to go over all the sun, moon, stars, alignments, all of the astrological implications of this eclipse season, and then I'm going to work on spiritual alchemy with everybody for the last half of the call. That will be recorded, so if you're not able to join that, you can actually get that recording, watch it tomorrow night, watch it Sunday, anytime before Monday, or you can just watch it before the next eclipse season. However, from the data I've gathered, it looks like we're not having another full solar eclipse here in the United States for another couple hundred years. So I can't verify that because I'm not an astronomer, but that's what it looks like from what I heard going around the interwebs. So if anybody knows for sure, please let me know in the comments. But with that said, we're going to dive in today. Merle says, I'm just going to meditate during the eclipse. Good for you, brother. Pixie Girl, what is up, my friend? Says, hey, Cub, looking good, digging the hair. Thank you, my friend. I got the Jimmy Neutron swoop going today. It just felt right. It just felt right. So let's see. We got some haters in here. Bring on the haters. We love the haters over here. I get so much energy from the haters, guys. So anyway, this is episode 409. Eclipse Prophecy 2024 and Harnessing the Power of Judgment Day. Okay, I'm going to actually go through a bunch of the prophecies today from the biblical canon, as well as we're going to talk about the Hopi prophecy of the red and blue kachina. I'm going to share my point of view on that. Now, full disclosure, I am clearly not Native American. I am not what you would consider an indigenous people. My bloodline goes way back to ancient Germany, through a very, what we would call pagan roots. So in a way, you know, I would be indigenous to the mountainous region of Germany, but, certainly not Native American here in the States. So I am going to talk about that with the utmost sensitivity to that group of people. Talk a lot about different cultures and belief systems here. Doesn't mean that I am an initiated part of any of them. It's just my opinion as a spiritualist, as an esoteric observer of all of these phenomenon. So with that said, we're going to dive into it. What's up, Kenny? How are you doing, my friend? Thanks for being here, brother. Pixie Girl says, yes. Steven says, is the rapture going to happen soon? Here's the deal, guys. If you are believing a literal rapture, you are going to be sorely disappointed, okay? I personally take everything esoterically. When that is talked about, first off, the rapture is made up. It is literally a John Darby thing. It's perpetuated throughout the church and was pushed on me growing up for so long. I know a lot of people are looking forward to it right now, but to be raptured in the yogic sense is to be caught up in spirit to your higher self, to your God self. And that may sound really convenient, but that's literally what it is. I mean, that is literally and esoterically what it is. The idea of beam me up, Scotty, to the God spaceship, you got to really redefine your view of God. And then you don't have a sovereign, most high spiritual God. Now you have an alien overlord that is literally abducting people on this planet. And so you need to rethink, you need to get your mind right around the rapture. And I say that in all love and respect, but I'm telling you, that was the most mentally detrimental thing for me growing up, to believe that Jesus was going to come beam people up. And I'm going to tell you right now, if that happens, I do not believe that's Jesus. Okay. Many people may say it is, but I do not believe it is. I believe I experienced my rapture in, you know, 2020, 2021, somewhere in there. I had multiple experiences with that where I felt like I was completely lifted out of the 3D into my higher consciousness and had that God realization, that God self moment, right? That unity with the divine. So Steven says, well put, my friend. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. And I say that in all love and respect, because I know a lot of people are literally like, you're holding out for that. People are like, let's go. It's here. The church is ready. Like, I get it. I get it. But I'm telling you, it's pretty foolish to think that you're going to get saved out of something that you could save other people. If you really believe you've got the truth and you got Jesus and everything, why are you trying to escape when people are going to need that? I'm just saying, like, you know, the harvest is many, but the workers are few. Remember when Jesus said that? So think about that. Do you want to be a worker? Or do you just want to, you know, escape? So for me, I've chosen to be a worker. I want to be here. I want to help people ascend, people understand this consciousness shift and what's really coming. And what I believe Monday is, you know, the beginning of. And I do believe in a term, it is a sense of a judgment day. Not in the sense that, again, God is going to come out of the sky and rain down with fire, but I think it is what you would call the birth pains, the groaning of the earth. It is a frequency shift. And so when frequencies shift and the earth raises in vibration, it groans. Like it has what's called birth pangs. That was what the biblical canon calls it. You may see it manifest in natural phenomenon happening. Volcanoes burping. We've already been having a bunch of quaking type phenomenon. I can't say some of this just straight up on the interwebs, guys, because I want to keep this video up. Want to be very fair and balanced. I'm going to be like super direct and honest tomorrow on the live call. So if you want to join the Zoom call, even just join for one time for 1 month, just come join the Zoom call tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's at cubkuker.com, cubkuker.com. If you don't get in before the call, you can still watch the replay before Monday. And everything we're going to talk about on the call is also going to be leading up to and after the eclipse for the rest of the year. So it's absolutely vital to hear it. Why is it behind a paywall? Number one, I cannot say everything that I'm going to say tomorrow on the public interwebs to an uninitiated audience that didn't agree to be there and come and have that conversation and communicate together. Number two, privacy for one thing. We've got a lot of people that want to share experiences they're having. We can't do that on the public interweb. There are people that want to stay, you know, keep it private, keep it off of social. That's why we do it over in our Zoom room. So very, very important. Number three, it supports me showing up here every single day, which is my commitment to continue bringing my message of positive love and light to the world, and to raise the vibration, to share these ancient mysteries and then just decode them every single day. So that's what I'm going to keep doing. You guys that are in the community, that are in the mastermind, thank you. You're the reason that I'm here every day. I am grateful for that. And so if you'd like to join that, you can cancel anytime, but you're going to get access to coaching calls, our private off-social community, all of my courses, which includes hundreds of videos over there in my Mysteries Academy. So much data over there to dig in, work on yourself, do the inner work. Everything's based on the ancient mysteries as I uncover it and all of that. You're also going to get direct chat with me. When you join, I'm going to reach out to you privately, make sure I connect you with the right people if you desire that, the right courses in there, which are all included in your membership. And then any questions, comments, prayer concerns you have for me, make sure I connect you with the encouragement and support that I can for your journey. So thank you guys so much. Laura, what is up, my friend? Amanda, how are you, my friend? Amanda, you have to go to the website to check out the price. I don't advertise the price because it does change time to time. It is insanely affordable. Like you won't, most people that are offering what we're doing are $100, $150 a month. You're not going to pay anywhere near that. Go check it out. Again, I don't advertise the price just because I can't. You know, somebody watches this in 6 months and they're like, oh, I want that price. It's like, well, if I don't have that offer anymore, or we've gone up or fluctuated or, you know, whatever. So go check it out. See what's on the website right now, what the current offer is. It does close in 3 days. 3 days. I close the membership for a reason. Okay. This isn't to be stingy. I need time to alchemize, to go meet the new people, to have those conversations, to look at where we're at with our numbers as far as the business and decide what the next price point needs to be. If we're going to stay, if we're going to go up, if we're going to offer more value, if we're going to add something with it, a freebie or something, like to just take stock of what's needed for the next energetic period. I normally go in 6 or 8 week cycles with this. So I am closing it down on eclipse day. You have two and through eclipse day. It's going to close down that afternoon. So, if you do want in, get in, because like I said, when I close that down, I take some time, and that may be a few days, it may be a few weeks. I don't know what that looks like. So, I move very much based on the energies. So that's your decision now to decide to take action on that or not. So enough of that. If you feel drawn to do that, go for it. If not, no worries. So the sun goes dark. The sun goes dark. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? The sun is the life force of this planet. The sun is the source of knowledge. The sun is the source of regeneration, energy, literally life. All of the processes we have on this planet come from that ball of gas. And when you look at it that way, I mean, that's pretty cool in the natural sense, but when you look at it on a supernatural level or a quantum level, and you understand that when you look at that sun, you are seeing Christ. Okay. I'm not telling you to go stare at the sun because you can't look at the face of God, right? It is beautiful. It is powerful. It is hot. It is cold. It is illuminating. It is revealing. It casts shadows. It illuminates shadows depending on what time of day. With that said, for me, the sun is the Christ light of this world. For me, the sun is the father and mother come together, creating the Christ child, which is the particle, the light particle. So what this means for me in my quantum God theory that I talk about all the time, is the father is energy, which we don't understand. It's energy. You can't create it. You can't destroy it. It's this thing that's there. There's so many theories on what it is, how it came to be. Nobody really knows, right? You know, I'm not a scientist, and I'm sure scientists would argue that they do know, but with so many theories out there, try to figure out where energy really comes from, right? It's the sauce that's there. And then you have the wave, and energy and wave, the wave directs and carries that energy. And when it's observed, it becomes this particle, just like you have the double slit experiment. And I'm sure I'm butchering the science on this. So take this non-scientifically, but esoterically, take it metaphysically and try to understand this with me here. Because again, I'm not here to be a scientist for you, but rather a metaphysicist. Which is outside of that. It's all the woo-woo stuff. And that's what I like to talk about here, the supernatural. So that process that's going on, and you can go look up somewhere. Wendy, thank you so much. I appreciate you, Wendy. for the super chats. Thank you so much, my friend. Wendy says, just some appreciation for helping and keep me sane. Thank you, my friend. Knowing people like you are out there spreading knowledge is all over the world gives me hope that I might be able to play with humans again one day. Awesome, Wendy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Bless you. So you have this quantum father and mother coming together, and their love or their unity or their binding or their bonds become photons, light particles. You have this immense heat energy, which is the byproduct of the energy sauce going on the sun, right? That's pouring out over our planet. That has so many different frequencies in it, guys. There's billions and billions, trillions, and infinite amount of frequencies happening in those in that light code. We see like 0.2% or 2% of the visible spectrum, something like that. Not to get sciencey on everyone today, but I just want you to think about this idea of like the colors we see are not real. They're only because these eyes can see those colors. This looks like it is lime green, you know, green screen green, right? That's because it's reflecting that frequency. Like, try to understand this. And there's every color you see is reflecting a frequency. Now, we don't always have things to reflect frequencies, and we don't always have the ocular upgrades to receive those frequencies. Like, we can't see infrared or ultraviolet light, right? We can represent UV light through things like a black light where you're actually getting light out of it, but it's still not emitting the full, you know, ultraviolet frequency that is actually coming from our sun. So you have ultraviolet, infrared, different ends of the spectrum, all of which are corresponding to your chakra system, your energy centers in your body, your metaphysical body, and things that you're living and dealing with in everyday life. So how do you understand that? If you've never understood the chakras whatsoever, please go download my free blueprint, and I'm going to explain to you in, I think, one of the best systems for understanding the chakras that I've ever heard, you know, if I do say so myself. It is one that I put together. It's called the Supernatural Blueprint. You can go to supernaturalblueprint.com, type it in your URL bar, not the search bar, the URL bar, not the search bar, supernaturalblueprint.com, or you can go to the link in my bio and click on that, and then you're going to see a little banner at the top. Click on that little banner. It'll forward you over to that. And you can grab that free blueprint. I'm going to go through a bunch of the esoteric teachings in that and then get into your chakra system in your metaphysical body. And I talk about the 9 chakras within that, and the one, the 0 chakra being earth, and the 9th one being the soul or the star or the spirit chakra. That's your God realization. That's your unity with the divine. Your crown chakra is your frequency antenna to the divine. It's where your mind, your body, and this incarnation gets your downloads, if you will. And so, why am I going over all this? Because it's very important to understand what I personally believe and am going to practice is happening on Monday. Monday is going to be the eclipse here in the United States. Unfortunately, it looks like it may be cloudy for much of the U.S., conveniently, but I'm still going to practice this. And I have had many, many experiences with meditating and watching cloud cover break up. Okay. I know I sound like a crazy person. Can I prove that? No, not at all. But I can tell you from experience, I have had a completely overcast day and went and sat on my porch and meditated intensely, connecting with the sun, the father, and the mother, and realizing myself as the manifestation of light on this planet. There's actual photons manifesting from your body, from all of the reactions going on within you. So if light can attract light, then I'm there, I'm connecting, and I've literally watched the heavens open up and the sun shine through. So if you're worried about the cloud cover, I'm telling you, don't worry about it. Anything that they try, I believe we can thwart. And if enough people meditate, guys, it's going to be a game changer. So be ready to meditate, be ready to connect, do a little sun worship, if you will. You know, S-O-N or S-U-N, whatever you choose to understand it as. But for me, again, it's the light. It's the Christ light of the world that's going to be happening on Monday. But you need to know about your chakras for, at the very least, go download my free blueprint, supernaturalblueprint.com. Those are going to be my version of those ancient chakras. So, and a reason I talk about that is a lot of this is going to happen on your heart chakra. So, this judgment that's happening is going to happen in your lower chakras. Absolutely. It's also going to happen in your higher chakras. And so when I talk about Judgment Day coming on Monday, a lot of people have been seeing divine justice happen recently. You may have seen timelines that have been coming back up in your life. You may have been forced to forgive others or forgive yourself. You may have just been, you know, faced with who you used to be and how you used to make a living or how you used to have relationships or whatever that is, you know, and go, wow, I'm really glad I don't have that anymore. Or, oh man, I wish I had that again. How do I heal into that timeline again? And for me, that's happened all over the place. I have been confronted with very clear things in my life about, I'm really glad that I don't run that type of business anymore. I'm really glad that I'm not in that line of work. Really glad I don't have that group of friends anymore. Really glad that I have stepped into who I am now. Really glad I can be authentic with myself. I really miss this way of life that I had living in this area or whatever it was. How could I get back to that? But appreciate it this time and have like a healed version of it. And so, you know, for me, that's what a lot of what's been happening personally. So, and you may experience something very, very different, but it's so important to understand that this judgment is going to pour out on all of you. Okay. From your lower to your upper. Okay. Now, when we talk about divine judgment, there's this idea that this, you know, Old Testament God or this angry God or whatever is going to come and judge people and slay people and cause all of this pain and suffering on the planet. The esoteric representation of all of this is understanding that the God of flesh will judge the flesh. The God of spirit requires unity and direct contact. And that's what Jesus was talking about, I personally believe. And so I'm going to talk a lot about Jesus today in a very deconstructed manner. Certainly a non-religious manner. This isn't about Jesus riding a white horse in the sky with a sword. This is about your spirit going, all right, flesh, you know, all that crap you used to be into, you know, all those addictions you used to have, you know, all those crappy friends you used to have, you know, all the stupid things you used to say and be, we're done with that. Spirit is in charge now. Spirit is pouring out that judgment, and the flesh will fall in line and the flesh will vibrate at a higher frequency. And now I'm going to start to look, feel, act, and be in alignment with my higher self. And it's a totally different point of view when you get to Bible prophecy on the esoteric rather than the literal. So Pixie Girl says the sun has been pushing through the clouds every day, even though it's cloudy. Absolutely. Absolutely. The sun will shine. No, everyone will see. Every face will see the shining of the sun, right? Like all the prophecies, everyone has to see it. And what I think, you know, Monday represents is the Easter story in the sky. It is the burial of the old ways. If you've been doing things a certain way and you've been led to do them differently, maybe it's your job, your relationships, how you make money, how you view yourself, your health and wellness, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to change. Like everything is changing. Now, if you've been moving into a new way and you're confident about that and you feel led, then the old ways are going to fall off. It's going to become a lot easier for you to just like be that new person. Red Sparrow, what's up, my friend? Hope you're having a beautiful day. So let's see. Steven, I'm not sure what you're talking about, Steven. Sorry. If you could just do complete sentences, that's easier for me to like read instead of like the two-liner comments all the way down. Sorry, my friend. Merle says, I was just about to say, I'm laying down the old self and resurrecting a new self. Yes, exactly. So again, there's no reason to freak out. Like this has nothing to do with, being afraid at all. If you're afraid, you're in the wrong frequency. You're in the wrong vibration. You've listened to what they're telling you in the church and the media and all of that stuff. Don't do that. Don't go there. Stay in your highest vibration. And you don't have to be like all the time. It's just like find that place of peace and love in you and understand that all things work for your good because all things are happening through you. If this is a simulation, nothing else is real. This is your timeline telling you to fix yourself, telling you to connect with God Most High within you, aka the Lord of Spirit within you, not the Lord of the flesh, not the God of the Old Testament or the old prophets or the old laws or all of that stuff. I'm talking about this. It's the new spirit, the renewed spirit of that Christ consciousness within you. And that is absolutely what I practice. And it's absolutely changed the way I view the Bible and prophecy and all of this stuff, because everything we see out there is merely a reflection of what's already going on within us. Don't worry about what the sun and the moon are doing on Monday. Understand that it's already happening in you, and you're just seeing an outward sign of an inward truth within you. That's a totally different paradigm than trying to go, oh, well, the Bible said this and this happened in the sky, and now we see this happening. Oh my gosh, it's all unfolding. It's unfolding because you're already going through it, and now you're just seeing it out in the matrix system because it's all being created through your inner paradigm. And that's, again, that's what I practice. And so I've gone through all of these death and rebirth cycles. I have become a new person, but there were still parts of me that were struggling with full authenticity and showing up in my power and saying what I think, believe, and feel every single day in love and light, of course. But, I've finally started showing up that way, showing up in my power and my truth and my faith, in my personal beliefs. And that's very, very hard to do, especially when you had to deconstruct everything that other people told you and then redevelop all of your beliefs from the ground up. That's been a very difficult journey for me. But again, this is representing for me, the old self is finally being buried. I'm finally entering a full, open, new, brand new 5D timeline of everything I want. Everything I need is taken care of, is done. It is already here. And if you're willing to go that far and understand this as your burial and resurrection as the Christ on this earth, Monday's going to be beautiful for you. But if you're thinking, what's going to happen? What are they going to do? What did this do to the planet? It caused this, it caused that, whatever, you know, then you might be in for some chaos. Chaos is going to push at you during this. And it is your job to stand up, be spiritually equipped, claim your authority, Basalia Theos Entos, the kingdom of God is within you, and claim authority over this and understand that you are going to alchemize it. You are going to wield it for good. And as the judgment pours out, you've already gone through so many purifying things. Let them be solidified within you. This isn't judgment like something that you fear. It's judgment as you've already judged. You already said, I don't like the old self. You've already said, I don't like my old paradigm. I don't like the job I had. I don't like the relationships I was in. I don't like how I looked. I don't like how I took care of myself. I don't like how I was living. I don't like what I was believing. You've already taken judgment on yourself, and you've already moved yourself into new positive timelines at a different frequency and adopted new ideas, new mindsets, and a new self. So all the judgment is saying, okay, that is laid to rest. There's the stamp of approval. The old me is over. The new me is here. And you can fully, finally, guys, if you've been waiting, finally, you can fully live as your true self or this new upgraded version of yourself. There will probably be another opportunity for this at some point in your life, by the way. So, you know, take heart. Don't be like, oh, this is it. This is the final thing. No, this is a big upgrade. This is a big upgrade because you get to finally step out of the old you. You get to finally step into the new you and be who you're meant to be. Be where you're destined to be. That destiny that's been calling you your whole life. Where you're like, you know, I want to be the person that's not worried about money all the time. I want to be the person that just enjoys my life and has everything I need and gets to travel and enjoy myself, connect with awesome people, offer great service to humanity and get paid well for it. You know, I don't want to be a bum. That's not what I'm looking to do, to just go live, you know, freebie off of everybody. You know, I want to earn my keep, so to speak, but I also want it to not be so darn hard. I want it to come like water fluently. I want it to be like a gift from the heavens. I want it to be abundant, and I want to be able to literally travel with my family. I want to build an actual life where, you know, I can podcast from the road, I can stream from the road, whatever I'm doing, go drive around, enjoy this beautiful country that we have, go to holy places, ancient places, go visit sacred sites, national parks, state parks. I want to get out there on the road, and I want to have a really awesome home base that I can come home and decompress and do my work and alchemize, and even have, you know, an assistant or two hired to help me keep everything moving. Like, that's the new me that I want. It's a very balanced, very efficient, very fluent existence of connecting spiritually every day, showing up, speaking on that, creating content around that, and then having the right people to help me distribute it, connect with others, all of those things. And that's the timeline I'm moving into, by the way. That's the timeline I'm moving into. Your timeline is going to be different, but there are things that you've already judged about yourself. And I'm not saying you look in the mirror and go, oh, I need to lose 10 pounds. That's not the judgment I'm talking about. I mean, the inner judgment where you're like, I am nervous all the time, and I hate that about myself. I'm done with being nervous. I want to be comfortable in my own skin. I want to be happy and joyful and like confident of who I am. That's the new you, and the judgment has to pass on the old you so it can be laid to rest and the new you can raise to new life. You got to literally crucify the old self, the old mindsets, and raise to new life. And so as we go through all of this esoterica, you know, I know it's a lot for some people. My phone's going nuts over here. I don't know what's going on, but oh, we got people talking in the mastermind community. That's what's going on. See, I'm on a live right now. We got a whole conversation going on between a bunch of the ladies in the mastermind community. That's what you're missing out on. I'm even missing out by being here on the live. So that's what the mastermind community is about, connecting even when I'm live, when I'm not live, and really having those friendships and connections and access to all the different teachings and data and stuff that I offer in there. And then just connecting with people and real people. I mean, I'm telling you, there's people on this live stream now. I know their faces. I know their voice. I know their heart. I know their experiences. I know how their mind works. I'm looking at several of you right now. We got Laura and Pixie Girl and Merle. And who else did we have over here? We had a bunch of people. I lost them over on Facebook here, but yeah, I know these people now. And that's the thing. Like, you don't get this in like other Patreon groups. You don't get this in other Discord servers. Like, this is a very different experience. It's our own platform that I've built just for our community. So guys, don't miss out. I'm not here to sell you another membership. I'm here to connect you with your destiny. I'm here to connect you with the thing that's been calling you, the thing that you've been looking for, which is community, family, and friendships, which is people that get what you're going through and fair, balanced, esoteric data and points of view, as well as actual calls to talk to people and stay accountable and keep focused on your goals, keep yourself calm and balanced and going forward in all of this chaos. That's what I've built this for, okay? It's not just another thing to collect a dollar from you or $2 or $3 or whatever, you know, some of these people charge. This is a very specifically designed group, community, system, and database that I have put together for your benefit so that we can all connect. And I actually built it for my benefit because I wanted to connect with people. I wanted a place to dump all of my knowledge into. I wanted to build something tangible, something new and real. And it's happening. I mean, I still call it grassroots, guys. So you're not going to get lost in the fold. You know, this is not a 10,000 member thing. This is still an intimate experience where you get to know people. So, that's just one of my call to actions for you, whether it's my community or someone else's, find community, because the churches were supposed to offer this, but now all they offer you is passing an offering plate, connecting you with other people that they program with one specific message. And that message is always, always, always falling within one particular doctrine, one or two particular doctrines. And it doesn't have to do with the esoteric representation. It doesn't have to do with Christ as consciousness. It doesn't have to do with your resurrected timelines. It doesn't have to do with astrology like we deal with here or the chakras. It has to do with biblical doctrine and dogma. And I'm sorry, I don't want any part of that. No offense to anyone that is a part of that. But I personally deconstructed for a reason, and it was so I could build what I'm doing now. So Amanda said, you literally just said everything I've been thinking. Amanda, thank you so much, my friend. Much love. Pixie said, I'm leaving for the road trip today. Pixie, you be safe. Please keep us posted, by the way. Much love to you. Sending you love, light, and protection. So just be aware of everything, your surroundings, and have a wonderful time. Be very present in the moments, and I know you're going to have an awesome experience. So, and Pixie says zero judgment with this group. Absolutely, we got people with different opinions all over the place, and we don't, you know, we let it unfold, and we all take that middle ground of, you know, this opinion versus that opinion. So what's the balance between that? And I do my best to try to strike that balance with all of these. So, Esoteric Eric says, when I got sober 3 years ago, I finally was able to learn how to love myself. Also, I found then I was able to properly love others. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Good for you. I'm so happy to hear that, my friend. Okay. So I'm going to dive in and read these verses today. Full disclosure, I don't do a whole lot of Old Testament stuff, so this has nothing to do with cultures, belief systems, or religious traditions that deal with Old Testament. That this has to do with my opinion and experience on the Old Testament. So not here to knock anybody. This is just my opinion on it. So this is in Joel chapter 2. And I'm going to read through this. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh comes. For it is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, as the dawn spreading on the mountains and a great and strong people. There has never been the like of, neither will there never be any more after them. Even to the years of many generations, a fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yes, and no one has escaped them. Their appearance is as the appearance of horses, and they run as horsemen. Like a noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains, they leap. And like the noise of the flame and the fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people set in a battle array. At their presence, the peoples are in anguish. All faces have grown pale. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like warriors. They each march in this line, and they don't swerve off course. Neither does one jostle another, and they march everyone in his path. And they burst through the defenses and don't break ranks. They rush on the city. They climb on the wall. They climb onto the houses. They enter in the windows like thieves. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble, and the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars without their shining. Yahweh thunders his voice before his army, and his forces are great. For he is strong who obeys his command. For the day of Yahweh is great and very awesome. And who can endure it? Yet even now, says Yahweh, turn to me with all your heart, with all fasting and weeping and mourning. Tear your heart and your garments and turn to Yahweh your God. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Then it goes on to say, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, and even a meal offering or a drink offering to Yahweh, your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Okay, so what's important about this is when taken dogmatically, this is kind of a scary God to follow. And we got to remember that Yahweh says he's the God of all flesh. So for me, again, this is not a commentary on anyone who follows, you know, an Old Testament doctrine. This is I'm an esotericist, woo-woo guy. So for me, Yahweh represents the God of the flesh. It's the God you adopt early on in your spiritual journey. You realize you know, everybody's sinful. Clearly, I'm not a great person, right? And you decide, well, I want to serve a holy God, right? And you find this God either within yourself, or you find the God out in the world or at church or in the Bible or wherever. And you begin to serve that God. And it really requires like all of your attention and your servitude. And it can be very unpredictable, very chaotic. It can be very dark at times. And it's like, there's a lot of judgment being poured out, and you almost turn that judgment to others at many points. And I'm speaking on my behalf, by the way. This is my journey. You know, when I followed Yahweh, I would sing all the songs to Yahweh. I went to a church that talked about Yahweh. Like, I had this understanding that it was the Most High God. But when you understand and you read the esoteric code in it, you understand that that is the God of flesh. That is the God of the 3D world. It's the Yaldabaoth. It thinks it's the Most High God until you finally have an experience with the Spirit. And when you have the experience with the Spirit, you realize the Spirit, you don't find it in church. You don't find it in a book. It's within you. It's within your moment of meditation. It's in the quiet of your heart. It is making you the actual child, the actual manifestation of God the Father and God the Mother. That is the Godhead. You are a part of the Godhead. And that's what I believe. And Yahweh doesn't necessarily want you to be part of the Godhead. Yahweh wants worship for him. And when I say Yahweh, I mean God of the flesh. I mean your ego God. I'm sorry, but I don't think anybody can argue with me and say that Yahweh was not an egotistical God. Clearly, you know, no other gods before me, even though it was clear there were plenty of other gods. I mean, you cannot even read that text without going, oh, there's a bunch of other gods. No other gods before me. You know, he requires sacrifice. He's jealous, right? You know, I'm sorry, but the true Spirit, the Father, the Mother, they're not jealous. They're already within you. They just want you to unite with them and manifest with them, right? It doesn't have to do with this dogmatic discovery and chasing. And it's, I gotta be honest, it's like an abusive relationship. It's like, yeah, there's probably a lot of passion there when you're in that ego God or the flesh God or this Yahweh worship. And there was with me, but I was literally beating myself up all the time. I was drinking all the time, smoking, being very, very hard on my body. I was judging anybody who didn't like have this biblical understanding that I did. And I was like, I gotta help them. Their life has to be better. Well, look, I was looking at my life at the time and it was just absolutely atrocious. It was chaotic. It was self-destructive. It was destructive to relationships, to myself and others. I did not like who I was. And I thought, well, this God will save me. He even says there's no other savior. Well, then you have the Christ that actually comes in and illuminates, just like Lucifer illuminates. And then that God of the flesh judges Lucifer and tries to keep him in chains. Lucifer is your spirit. You have the spirit of Lucifer in you already. It is your higher consciousness. It is the light within you. It is your Christ oil. Lucifer is the illuminated being within you that is constantly being judged, chained, and kept down by your flesh and by this 3D world. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Do you see how, like, none of this is literal? We got to quit taking all of this literally. Now, if you want to start looking at it literally, you just pretty much have to adopt the ancient astronaut mindset and understand that Yahweh and all these other gods were Elohim, were incarnations of these, you know, higher evolved beings, not necessarily ascended, but higher evolved. And they were literally enslaving people and building civilizations and all of this stuff. But on the esoteric level, you for sure have to understand that, again, this is all allegory for your soul journey. So Landon says he should be a jealous God. He created everything. So there is, like, I can prove to you with the biblical text, he didn't create everything because it was the Elohim that created everything. It was plural, polytheism, 1000%. Even scholars say, and it is connected to the Babylonian, the Sumerian, the Akkadian, the ancient Anunnaki mythologies, of multiple deities creating. And even in the Anunnaki creation, it was Tiamat and Apsu that collided salt water and fresh water, which is the substratum or the egg and the energy. Same thing I'm talking about with quantum God theory, the energy and the wave coming together, colliding and creating the physical universe. And that's the creation story in the Anunnaki. And then what they did to create the world was they developed cities, they terraformed, and they genetically modified. So if you're going to look at a literal timeline within the simulation, again, I teach simulation theory. And so if you're going to look at a literal timeline in the simulation theory, then it has to be ancient astronauts. It has to be aliens from antiquity that literally came down and did all of this stuff. And there's no most high God in that, guys. I'm sorry. They're warlords. They're scientists. They're from another planet or another reality or us from the future, whatever you want to say. But again, it's still a simulation. So why are we arguing about the historical point of view within a simulation anyway? Because there's no moment other than now, and none of that actually happened. There's only right now. And if it's only right now, then all that matters is the esoteric representation and understanding Yahweh as your flesh. It's the God of the flesh, the God that you give yourself over to in sacrifice all the time, that judges the fallen angels, which is the true being, the light source and force of God within you. And it wants to be the only God amongst many when ye are all gods. And we just try to give our godship away to our flesh rather than realizing the ascension protocol within us, which is what Jesus taught through yoga, meditation, and yoking with the divine. So history repeats itself. Absolutely, my friend. Hendrix says, facts, F-A-X. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. The truth will show itself. Merle says, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, it will, for sure. And here's the deal, too. The truth, you know, if you want to believe literally, you'll find truths for that. If you want to believe esoterically, you'll find truths for that. I am not an objective reality guy. I'm a subjective reality guy. I think this is all fluid to how we create it. So, Merle says, sorry to get off topic, but what do you think about that? I cannot talk about that online, Merle. I know you know that, brother. I'm sorry. That stuff gets channels flagged. I don't talk about that online. I will talk about that tomorrow on the call, I promise. So if you want to know about all of that stuff, we'll go down the rabbit hole of conspiracies and stuff. I talk about that off platform on my platform. So, no worries. I know you see videos talking about that, but a lot of them are getting really hit hard right now. A lot of my friends online that have done videos about that are, you know, in threat of losing everything they've built just because they're speaking out about stuff like that. So I got to be very, very aware of that. And I value what we're doing here enough to be balanced on what I talk about and make sure I don't hit those topics too hard and that we keep those for the private community. So. Yeah, you bet. Joseph says, bro, my world is turned upside down. I feel like I'm being turned inside out. Thanks for the insight, man. Dude, absolutely, man. And welcome to the community. Love to have you in the community. Come and join the call tomorrow. Please, 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 guys. I cannot push this enough. I cannot tell you enough. Like, if you like what you're hearing today, you literally will be thanking me for joining. You will be, I have people all the time, Cup, thank you. I wish I had joined sooner. I'm telling you, nobody is showing up every week and doing the work. Tomorrow's going to be a 2-hour call going over all of these questions, prepping protocol for how to handle the eclipse. How do you harness this judgment day energy, this resurrection energy for yourself? And then what does it all look like? And we're going to debunk a lot of the myths too. There's a lot of conspiracy theories going around right now. They're absolute wackadoo that are just to freak you out and scare you. And I'm going to crush those tomorrow too. So we're going to be really, really honest on that call. And you know, I can't tell you I'm right, but I'll give you my opinion for sure. And give you the tools that you need to develop your own plan, your own system, and move forward in your timeline. So thank you for being here, brother. I really, really appreciate you. Brittany says, what do you think about Mary Magdalene being Jesus's wife? Oh, absolutely. And esoterically, again, the Christ, divine masculine and divine feminine, is modeling the divine father and the divine mother, aka the energy and the wave. So of course he would have had that in the physical on the earth. Like, why not, right? And it doesn't, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing to me. Like, there's no reason he wasn't. He would have been in his culture anyway. Like, he would have been married, and Mary Magdalene probably was his wife. And the wedding at Cana, the way he spoke, was with the authority of the bridegroom. So I'm pretty sure that was his wedding, and that's been proven a lot by a lot of different people that have explored that. So get some coffee there. So Hendrix says it sounds interesting. Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. So, but yeah, I've done a bunch on Mary Magdalene. I'll definitely do more. I'm a huge, huge Mary Magdalene advocate. We've read through the Gospel of Mary Magdalene several times, probably going to do another series soon because it's that good. Hoff says, yo, my mom watches your videos. Dude, that is awesome. Thank you so much, my friend. You should watch my videos too. Christopher says, facts. Thank you so much, my friend. What do I think about trans? Okay. So Brittany says, what do you think about the transfiguration being him? So the transfiguration, after the resurrection and all of that, here's what we have to remember, guys. The original gospels, and you can go look this up with scholars, non-biased scholars. Don't go look up biblical church theology scholars. Find non-church, non-affiliated scholars that talk about this and understand that the words we have of Jesus were pretty well preserved amongst all the different documents and fragments found. And we've got a couple of different versions in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Some of it's exactly the same amongst all four of those. Some of it's different. Then we have the Gospel of Thomas that was found at the Nag Hammadi dig in 1945 outside of Egypt, or inside Egypt, where I don't know where the line is, but that is what's called a saying gospel of Jesus. If you like Jesus, okay, go read the Gospel of Thomas. If you want to know what he really meant, you are going to see some of the same exact verses that are in the biblical canon. Then you're going to see some stuff that's very different, very weird. No, it's called the Gospel of Thomas. There is a book of Thomas, but it's actually called the Gospel of Thomas. In fact, I'll throw it on the screen here. If you want to find it in book form, I have it on my Amazon page, on my affiliate page. I do get a small kickback from that. It's called the Gnostic Bible. And there's a bunch. This has the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, Gospel of Philip. It's got the Song of the Pearl, which is mind-blowing. We did a whole series on that. It has the Gospel of Thomas in it, the Gospel of Judas, bunch of cool stuff. And I know some of this stuff sounds wild, like, oh, somebody made that up. No, these are like real ancient documents that were literally considered heresy and covered up and hidden, and people were driven into exile just for teaching them and perpetuating them. You got to remember the early church, it was a battle zone. You had Paul coming in who was literally sweeping up all of like these esoteric belief systems around Jesus and making sure people had a literal interpretation of everything. Remember, Paul was a Roman officer. Then he has his experience with Jesus, which no one witnessed. And then he becomes the authority for the church all of a sudden. And a lot of people look at that as a beautiful divine grace story. I look at it with highly suspect eyes going, I smell conspiracy theory all over that. Why would you trust somebody who had an uncorroborated experience that now becomes the literal leader of the modern church that we have now is all based on Pauline doctrine. It's all based on the epistles. It's all based on Acts, Romans, all of the writings and doctrines of Paul. And it blows my mind that more people don't question why are we believing what he said versus what Jesus said, because most of the time they are in opposition. Jesus says one thing, Paul says another. Jesus says, who do you say I am? Paul says, Jesus is Lord and Savior. And there's a very different message coming out of the mouth of Jesus through the red letters or the words in the Gospels and in the Gnostic scriptures. And then what Paul is saying. And so what I'm trying to get at here is the transfiguration, all of that was most likely, from all of my research, was most likely added to the sayings to make sure that he was tied back to things like the resurrection of Osiris from the Egyptian, the yogis of India, the prophecies in the Torah and the Old Testament. Even the birth story of Jesus, again, is kind of an off-the-record thing that doesn't make a lot of sense to just the sayings of Jesus and the teaching. I mean, he was a mystic who challenged the institution, the construct of the religious, the political, and the economic construct of his day. He challenged all of it. He told you to play by the rules, but he told you to challenge it. And he showed you exactly how to get change, exactly how to change the world, exactly how to change your life, exactly how to love others, exactly how to have faith, and exactly how to become a Christ. And I personally believe that. And he was never talking about literal things. There's, you know, even the evidence of, did he go to the cross? Did he die on the cross? There's the whole theory of the way it's mixed up there, that they actually chose and sent, was his name Barabbas or whatever, to the cross, and Jesus escaped. And he met his followers in the desert, and they went on to India and lived out their life there, because that's what he was teaching. And I talk about that all the time. He was teaching yoga and meditation. You can go read the book, The Yoga of Jesus by Yogananda, and it explains everything. I didn't base my philosophy on Yogananda. I based my philosophy on observation, reading the Hindu scriptures, and then reading the red letters of Jesus and going, holy crap, this is exactly what he's teaching. Now, did I become a Hindu follower after that? No, I just understand that this metaphysical philosophy, if I can learn that philosophy and practice that philosophy, then I actually understand what Jesus is talking about, and I can actually live like him. That was a whole nother level of my ascension journey and me going through a whole timeline of having to bury all of the literal understandings that I had. So, exactly. Esoteric Eric says, Champ says all the stories in every culture have the same story. That's crazy. Yes, it is, but it is what it is. You know, it's all the same story. If you just supplant the characters with neutral names, you understand, wow, this is all the same. So Chrissy says, am I a scholar? No, I'm not a papered scholar. I'm a mutt. I'm a mix. I can do all the tricks, but I don't have the papers. So I've been studying for 30 years. I have taken seminary courses. I've mentored under scholars and pastors and esotericists and incredible people my whole life. I've worked in lighting, design, and theater and acting. I've been on stage. I've been in business courses, trained under business mentors. I've done everything I needed to do to come to the point where I can help collectively reveal this message in a way that actually gets around the world. And we have more than 4 people watching every day. So this stream, by the time it posts this afternoon, will have over 10,000 people collectively between all the platforms who have seen it. That's an incredible thing to me. And so, again, this came out of deconstruction and 2020 and losing my business and everything and going, what do I really want to do here? You know, I always thought I was going to be a pastor, right? No, I'm not a scholar. I'm an esotericist and I'm a mystic. I've played with the fire before. A scholar can tell you the formula to make the fire, but a mystic has played with the fire and I've played with the fire. So, Amanda said, what was the book? The Gospel of Thomas. If you like Jesus and you want to hear more of the mystic message of Jesus, that is actually a verified document of antiquity written within about 100 years of the life of Jesus. It's attributed to Thomas, most likely pseudepigrapha, like everything else. I mean, even the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Luke was the only one that might have written his own. The rest were pseudepigrapha, written down by someone else later on. And that's what a lot of people say. Oh, Enoch isn't true because it's pseudepigrapha. Most of your Bible is pseudepigrapha, which just means someone else wrote it in the vein of the person with the name on the book, or it was oral tradition passed down. So Gospel of Thomas, great, great book to read. It's a very short, 114 logions. They use the word logion in Greek instead of verse, so it just means saying, 114 sayings of Jesus. My favorite one is, ask and you shall receive. When you receive, you will be troubled. When you are troubled, you will marvel. When you marvel, then you will reign over the all. And so it's literally about the process of, you know, asking those hard questions, opening your mind up, opening your heart up, and getting very disturbed, like, oh my gosh, is this really the world we live in? Is this really the truth about everything? And then you start to marvel and go, oh, this is wild. This is cool. And then you start to reign over all. And for me, that was simulation theory, because that's what I believe Jesus teaches. This is the corruptible realm we live in, or the illusion, the illusionary realm. And the true realm is the higher realms of spirit and frequency. And that's where we actually exist. So, okay, we've got other comments, questions, stuff here. Let me seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. Absolutely. What other books would you suggest revolving around Jesus? Definitely the Gnostic Bible. I just put it on the screen over here on YouTube and Facebook. You can go find it at the little before the hour mark there. It's fantastic. It's got a I don't have it. It's actually on my bedside because I read it a lot. It's got Gospel of Thomas, Gospel of Philip, Gospel of Mary Magdalene. The Gospel of Mary Magdalene is absolutely incredible. And it's where Jesus says there's no sin. You know, sin is that which you agree to. It's you have said this is evil and then you do it. And that's why you're sinful. Like, that's what he literally is revealing in that. And he's like, and then he says, quit giving yourself more rules because you're binding yourself with them. And so it's him coming straight up against religious doctrine and dogma that ties you down, ties your spirit down, rather than letting you be free as a free soul that actually controls your body rather than your body controlling your soul. So what's up, Shelly? How are you, my friend? I hope you're having a beautiful day. I don't know Revolutionary Man. I have not read that, so I can't tell you if Revelation's in alignment with that. I've read the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, and the Dhammapada, but I haven't gotten even deeper into that type of teaching. So I'm sorry. You know, I do what I can, but there's a lot out there to read. There's a lot out there to read. So, but I highly recommend the Gnostic Bible. The Gnostic Bible is not actually a Bible like you have a Bible. It's not necessarily a canon. It's a book compiled of a bunch of ancient scriptures and documents in the vein of a Bible to give you kind of a canonized collection, an unofficial canonized collection of some of these ancient esoteric documents that are just beautiful. And there's a bunch of stuff in there too from the Apocrypha. There's the Apocryphon of John that's incredible. Which is similar to Revelation, but more esoteric, more obviously esoteric. You hear about Yaldabaoth, which is the Demiurge, which is Yahweh, which is Enlil from the Akkadian, you know, all of these kind of different connections. And then you start to think about them esoterically and go, okay, wait a minute. You know, there's a different narrative going on here. So, is it only in English? Yes, it's in English, as far as I know. I don't know if they have any other Spanish copies or anything like that. Sorry. But I know it is in English. So let's see. Da-da-da. Oh yeah, they've been finding ancient sites in the Americas for forever. I mean, that's the thing, you know, we've got all the different star mounds and stuff like that. Fascinating stuff, right? It's all fascinating, but again, it all points to the same thing. Something came from the stars at some point, started everything that we have here, and we don't know where they went, but there is a universal truth. And that is, even if you're made by something else, you still belong to the true frequency of the universe or the light, right? And so that's the difference between spirituality and religion. Religion says I belong to the light, to universal consciousness, to the source of all creation. Religion says I belong to a particular deity. And that's kind of the way I've, you know, understood it throughout my life, and it's been put on me. So that's just my opinion, but that's a good way to kind of remember that. So Hendrick says 100%. Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. So why do I have what I have on the screen today? I'm going to share with you guys. I'm going to go deeper on this tomorrow on the call, on the Zoom call, because there's some things about this I can't share, but this was a prophetic vision or dream I had last night. And so if you do want to join the call tomorrow, scan that QR code, guys. Again, I'm shutting it down on Eclipse Day. So if you want to join before I start a new wave of enrollment, if you like the price, you like the value, and you know it's time for you to get involved with a community, with resources, and with mentors that are awesome, helpful, loving, kind, unifying, and encouraging of your own journey, then please, please consider joining. Don't do it for me. Do it for you guys. Do it for you. Do it for you. Do it for you. If you want to feel good about doing it for me, yes, you're supporting more of my content, and I really appreciate that. But it is the thing that you have to say yes to you. Like, you have to go, I don't care what anybody thinks of this. I don't care what my husband or wife think about me joining a spiritual community or my boyfriend or girlfriend. This is something I want to do. This is my time. And I'm done listening to what other people say, especially what they say in my head. And I want to hear what I say. I want to hear what the community says. I want to find a group of people and a safe space to explore my own spirituality. And I believe that for you. I believe this is our time, guys. Like, the planet is changing, and we need more leaders right now as we move into this 5D Earth. So my dream, I'm going to get into this. If there's other questions, I'll grab them. But we travel into other dimensions in sleep state. Our consciousness travels. I'll tell you for real, that was last night. And I always go back in these dreams where I have like very weird, you know, kind of prophetic dreams. I always go back to the house that my grandparents, I kind of grew up in that house, and then I lived in that house for many years. I don't own it anymore, but I really grew up in this house, and I always go back there in these dreams, and it's always kind of ethereal and dark. It's never like sunny, you know, it's almost like twilight every time I'm there. And last night I was there in my dream, and inside the house was like the old theater I used to work at, weirdly, and a bunch of old people. Old acquaintances that I used to work with and hang out with and do theater with. And then one of them, who was my mentor, who's passed on recently, was there also. So, I mean, I literally had people who have gone beyond the grave that were in my dream, communicating with me, interacting with me. And as I went out front, you know, I left this theater place and I was back on this old property that my grandparents used to live. And I'm standing out on the driveway. The tree that was there when I was a child, this huge elm tree, it was out front still. It had been cut down years later and hasn't been there for a very long time. But it was there, and it was this twilight. And I look up, and there's this glowing green portal, very similar to this, by the way. So imagine this with me, a glowing green portal. And within that portal is a jumble, a cluster, a CF, if you will, of planets. And they're just bouncing off of each other and kind of moving and undulating. It's like they're trying to escape this portal, but they hit the edges of this green portal and they can't like escape. They're just kind of bouncing around. And they look like this. You guys see all these colors, these psychedelic colors and stuff. These are the colors I was seeing the other day in the sun, like when the sun was shining and I was leaving my holy place, my canyon area that I hike and meditate in. It's such a weird ethereal look to everything. My wife was even experiencing this too, just by being near my frequency emission. And so I'm seeing these planets bounce around in this vision, this dream. And my brother comes outside representing the whole of my family, because my family is not on the spiritual path that I'm on. They're more on the religious path. And like, he looks up and I'm like, God, dude, look at this. This is so cool. Like, look at what's happening. And I just remember saying that, like, look at what's happening. Look at what's coming. And it wasn't like destruction. It was like renewal. And then there were all these UFOs flying that were trying to like close the portal almost. They were like trying to keep it closed. I think that's what they were doing. I don't know if they're trying to help open it or keep it closed, but it almost looked like there was a battle going on in the sky. Like maybe there were two different factions fighting each other. And this is all going on around this portal trying to open. My brother didn't care at all. He was just like, yeah, whatever, dude, that's the sky. Like he was just like, he just blew it off. Like you're crazy. And, you know, and then I pretty much woke up. But what it really did for me, I woke up feeling very encouraged and very excited and very nervous too, like a very nervous excitement on like, it's almost here. Can we actually bring this about? Are they going to try to close it again? Are these powers that be? Is the evil in the world going to try to close it? Because I believe, if anything, if extraterrestrials are there, why haven't we seen them? It's because they're working behind the veil. They're affecting people via consciousness. They're moving pawns in the physical plane because they're outside of the physical plane. And if they incarnate in the physical plane, it can't be for a very long time, lest they pass away, right? Like they're going to get, they get stuck here kind of thing. And that's why I think like your Elohim and stuff, they came down and started all of this and they live through their people. That's why they were so freaking committed to having their people. These are my people, right? Think about it. All these different gods all had their different peoples and tribes. And they were just hell-bent on, these are my people. They will not escape me. You can see that in the Old Testament. Again, that is not a commentary on modern day or ancient, you know, the religion and traditions around the Old Testament. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that esoteric understanding of there's like these gods that we have or we create, and they want to keep us in the physical plane without escaping and vibrating out into this beautiful, they were beautiful planets, by the way, highly energetic, gorgeous. I mean, heaven on earth style. You know, like, I want to live in that galaxy. It's gorgeous. Like, come on, look at all those neon colors. Like, let's go. And it was almost like there were two factions. Like, one was trying to open the portal, one was trying to keep it closed. And it's a beautiful reality. And it's like, we have the potentiality of bringing that about. And I think that's what this eclipse is about, guys. Are you willing to die to your own timeline? Are you willing to give up the job, the family? Like, and I mean that, guys. Like, I'm not telling you go leave your wife and kids and stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, like, mommy, daddy, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, all of that stuff that, like, keeps you tied down. Are you willing to, like, say, I love you guys, but I don't think you're on the new timeline? And if you want to, you're welcome to call me. We're welcome to have those conversations. I'm going to love you where you're at. I'm not going to ignore you, but you may not actually align with that frequency. Like, are you willing to give up all of that stuff? Are you willing to let that be buried with Christ and raised to new life in a new timeline? And for me, the answer is 1000% yes. I'm done with the old me. I'm done with all the old paradigms. Anything that I move into that looks like the old paradigm is going to be a very different, higher vibration version. It will be a permanent version. It will be a stable version. It will be a successful, it will be a peaceful, it will be a beautiful version. It's going to be the healed timeline of where I've been. And I believe that for you. I believe that for me. And that's why I wanted to share this vision I had, because it was very powerful. And it was very telling that other people in my family did not align with it. So, and you may be there too. So, let's see, Joseph. Sorry, I can't read all of that because the software like cuts it off. So I have to read it afterwards, brother. Sorry about that. You got to keep the comments down to like, you know, one or two lines, you know, full sentences, but a couple of lines. That way they actually show up on my screen. What's up, Teresa? How are you, my friend? Welcome, welcome. Shelly, how are you? I didn't see you in here either, Shelly. Sorry. Yeah, exactly, Bernardo. Yaldabaoth is a myth based on the anger of being in physical flesh to give a demon glory for all creation. Exactly how a demon would get you to curse the creator. Yes, and that's exactly, but that's the same archetype as Enlil. It's the same archetype as Ha-Satan. It's the same archetype as Yahweh. It's the same archetype as the Yaldabaoth. It's the demiurge, the you know, creator of the physical realm that thought it was the Most High God and didn't think about the portal and a higher energetic reality that might actually want to overlay with the physical, that might reveal that the God of this world is not actually God. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. I don't know why I felt like I needed to pause there, but somebody needed to hear that. That hit somebody, that alchemized with somebody. I know it did with me. A higher frequency reality that just lays over our physical earth. You might be looking at the same trees and birds, but the frequency's different. The consciousness is different. and the God becomes different. Mira says it did with me for sure. Good for you, my friend. Dr. Stephen Strange in the house. What's up, brother? Big Marvel fan here. Says exactly. Phantom says the God of this world is the lion-faced dragon. Absolutely. Y'all want to know who the beast is in the beast system? You want to know why we got in God we trust on our money? You want me to tell you the biggest secret, the biggest cover-up of all time? Go look up who Yaldabaoth is, and then go look up the description in the Old Testament of Yahweh. And then go look up who the beast is. In fact, I'm going to do that for you guys right now. I'm going to give you guys a little bonus treat today, a little Scooby snack today on top. I'm going to show you exactly what the Bible is trying to reveal to us. If for those with eyes to see and ears to hear, I mean, dude, you don't have to accept it. Like, I don't have any issue. Like, if you need time, if you need to, like, go through the next cycle and keep struggling, like, with the old self, like, that's up to you. It doesn't matter to me. But for me and my house, we're moving into a new timeline. We're going to stop worshiping and being a slave to the God of flesh, the God of this world. We're going to start connecting with, unifying with the Spirit of truth within us, the Spirit of Christ within us. Guys, I don't go to church. I will not go to church again. I'm not planning on starting a church because I don't want to play by those rules. I don't want to create that paradigm. I do plan to continue my business, which is a spiritual business. I plan to keep it affordable. I plan to keep it absolutely spiritually serving for every single person that joins. I plan to keep it as intimate as possible. I plan to keep it as fluid as possible. And I plan to make it better than any church you've ever walked into. And I mean that. That is not for me to come against the church and say, I'm better, you know, I don't like, whatever. You know, that's not my point. My point is, I don't agree with the church. I left it. I don't like the doctrine. I don't think it's helpful to anyone. There was no fruit on that tree for me, and I've walked away from it. Let that fruit, what's left, fall, and more people will sprout up and go, this is not the paradigm we need to be a part of. And I'm going to show you why, because they're going to teach you that the beast is Satan. And they're going to teach you that Jesus is the son of the Old Testament God. And I'm going to show you right now why that is not true. And many people talk about this. This is not my normal like message. I don't sit here and just rag on this message all the time because I get it deeply now. And I feel like a lot of people do. And I don't need to like sit here and prove it because I don't think we really have an overly religious crowd in here. But for anybody who's still on the fence is still kind of like stuck with this or struggling with this, I want to share with you from Hosea 13, 4 through 8. It says, yet I am Yahweh, your God from the land of Egypt. I told you guys yesterday, Yahweh is the God of Egypt. He comes out of Egypt and then he adopts Israel as his people. What is that? It's the mysteries. It's the three-sided mystery of Egypt. And so he comes out of Egypt and then adopts that entire system for himself, right? So he says, I am Yahweh, your God from the land of Egypt, and you shall acknowledge no God but me. Okay? Acknowledge no God but me. Doesn't say there are no other gods. It says, don't acknowledge any of them. Okay? It'd be just like saying, you ever have like you ever get in a relationship and they're like, you don't talk to any of your friends. I'm your only friend. Like, we're together now, and all your time is mine. It's that attitude, right? He says, and besides me, there is no Savior. Interesting. That's why a lot of people say Jesus is Yahweh. Not true at all. Just because this dude said it doesn't make it true. Because I can sit here and say the same thing, doesn't make it true, right? You can say the same thing, doesn't make it true. Then he says, therefore, they have forgotten me. Therefore, I am like a lion to them, like a leopard. I will lurk by the path. I will meet them like a bear that is bereaved of her cubs, and I will tear the covering of their heart. There I will devour them like a lioness. The wild animal will tear them. This is God. This is the Bible God. Okay. Again, no offense against anybody, just telling you what it says. And I'm telling you esoterically how I understand it here. Then when we get to the beast system in Revelation 13, you guys need to know this. If you're deconstructed and you're into spirituality, the Bible is very important for that, okay? It's very, very important because there's a hidden message within it that's right in plain sight that if you take it literally, you will never get it. If you take it esoterically, it is literally a cheat code for the Matrix because it reveals everything to you. So check this out. It says, on his head, this is talking about the beast, blasphemous names. The beast, which I saw, was like a leopard, and his feet were like that of a bear, and his mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. The whole earth marveled at the beast. They worshiped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Now, what is interesting? Who's like the beast? Who can even take this system down? Who can even... You know, there's nothing like it. It controls the whole world. How would you even begin to change that at this point? You know, you can't afford a house right now. You know, milk is insane if you try to buy, if you drink milk still. You know, I bought bananas and fruit the other night and I spent almost $20 on like it was no packaging, no branding, it was just fruit. Like, and it, I mean, I love it. It's great. Blessed to have it. But how do you even begin to go to battle against that? Because it's the nameless, faceless, right? But what is this saying? The dragon, Satan, gives power to the beast, okay? Because the beast is, in Hosea, the exact description is the God of the Bible. Jesus is not the son of the God of the Bible. Jesus is literally the son of the light, the true father and mother. He is the alchemy of soul and spirit. He is the alchemy of the upper and lower heaven meeting earth. He is the alchemy of left and right brain. He is the alchemy of divine feminine, divine masculine. He is the realized, self-realized human. The human, the hue, just like you see all these colors, the human. Okay, the spectrum within us, the true light within us. And when you realize that, you don't worship at this beast. You're not in awe of it. And you certainly don't fear it or think, who is like it? Who is able to come against it? You understand that the truth within you is greater than any of that. Yah was given the inheritance by the Most High God, therefore cannot be the Father. Exactly. Yes. And if you take this back to Sumerian mythology, thank you, Melissa. Good point. You take this back to Sumerian mythology. Anu is the Most High God in that pantheon. He's the God that never really shows up. Like he's off planet deity, right? And then the two brothers, Enki and Enlil, are battling. One of them has the spirit of the father. The other one has the spirit of, you know, wanting to control the world. So again, esoterically, you got to take all of this. Have I ever read Job 10? Actually, Job was what unlocked me realizing that there is Elohim, there is Yahweh, there is Hasatan. There's like, they're literally making deals with each other. Why the heck are they making deals? Like they have this, the divine council includes Satan. Like I was like, what the heck is going on here? And we're just all a slave to it, right? And Christ wasn't anywhere in there. And Job just kept suffering, right? And choosing like, oh, I'll keep serving. Rather than turning his light on, right? And so it's a very tragic story, but I think there's a really deep meaning in it when it comes to like, you know, who has your back? Is it God? Is it Satan? Well, they're over there making deals about you. So, because you got one beast and one dragon, and they're certainly working together because the dragon gave power to the beast. So again, why isn't God we trust on our money? Ask yourself what God it is. Ask yourself what God is marveling. Ask yourself what God is at the top of that pyramid. So, what was the first verse you read? That was Hosea 13, 4 through 8, and then Revelation 13, 1 through 4. Hosea 13, 4 through 8, and Revelation 13, 1 through 4. And then from the Apocryphon of John, just because I like to layer this on as the icing, the little cherry on top for anybody that likes the Gnostic scripture. If you don't, no worries. But if you do, because I dig it. It says, in his arrogance, Yaldabaoth boasted to the other archons, I am God, and there is no God beside me. Interesting. Where we just heard that before. So yeah, that's how I, anyway, there's a little revelation for you. What's the beast system? Why is it in God we trust? There you go. There you go. Frank says, in God we trust equals God of this, world evil. Yeah, absolutely. Dude, of course it does. Absolutely. Of course it does. You think that's the Most High Spirit God that runs on all that stuff? I mean, dude, come on. No, yeah, and I know you know, Frank. I know you know. I'm just using that as an example. But yeah, that in God we trust does not mean that we're some sort of, you know, Christ consciousness nation or whatever. That means that we are bought and paid for by a beast system. That's my opinion. Just going to throw that in here, bury it deep in the episode here. Hope for the best. I don't like to get into that deep conspiracy, and I am going to be a lot more candid about that on the Zoom call tomorrow. So come check that out. If you want, go get yourself access right now. You can cancel anytime, by the way. If you don't love it, like, I promise you'll love it. If you don't love it, you can cancel anytime. No questions asked, before your next payment. That's all you got to do. So if you don't love it, that's my guarantee to you. Cancel anytime. No questions asked. We have an incredibly high retention rate, so please, please come check it out. Do yourself a favor. Come join the call tomorrow, or at least hear the replay of it. The only way to do that is at www.cubkuker.com, C-U-B-K-U-K-E-R.com. There's also a ton of courses over there just to help layer in if you want to keep going down the rabbit hole, learn these ancient mysteries, understand how to connect things esoterically, reprogram your mind, body, and spirit. That's what we're all about in the community. It's the Cub Kuker Supernatural Mastermind Community and Mystery Academy. Go check it out. Extremely affordable and highly valuable. Go check it out. So, do I know the rapper Beast 1333? Yes, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. I really like him. I've heard a few of his songs. Some of them are a bit dark for me because he gets into some deep esotericism. But I am a huge fan of Lost Children of Babylon, Cosmic Crusaders. I am a big, like, SOTOV is one of my favorite esoteric hip hop. I listen to SOTOV every time I go to the gym. God Lit is the best song on that album, in my opinion. Dude, get yourself, if you haven't listened to SOTOV, yeah, Truth Seeker, absolutely. Truth Seeker's got a different flavor, love him, but SOTOV for me is the creme de la creme. It flows, the message is on point, it's super relevant to where I'm at right now. I don't know, the storytelling and just the flow. And dude, if you're going to go work out, put on SOTOV, Sadov, and dude, just go run your little heart out. It's pretty awesome. So, Hendrick says, dope dude. I love him. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And I've done some collabs with True Seeker. I need to do that again. Also really like Donnie Arcade as well. Donnie Arcade has a bunch of albums about the Anunnaki, which I really like, but again, like, I don't know. I'm vibe on SOTOV or Sadov, however you want to say it. Big, big fan of that group. So, let's see. Esoteric Eric says, what's going on here, Cub? What's going on here is Cub going hard in the paint. We are seeking knowledge and gaining wisdom. Run this one back, for sure. Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, if you're just now jumping in, Siddharth, you got some Buddha in you, it sounds like. Just hit the rewind button. Yeah, like, go watch this from the beginning because it's been a good episode. We're almost wrapped up here, but I want to answer a few questions before we jump off. And if you have questions you don't want to ask on the podcast, come ask them on the Zoom tomorrow. Go get you some. I'm going to reach out to you today too. If you join and get you connected, get you set up, get everything taken care of. Super easy. Take you 2 minutes to sign up. Easy mode, super affordable, super fast. And you're in and you're ready for the call tomorrow. And again, if you can't join the call, you can watch the replay. The replay will be posted immediately afterwards for everybody to watch. So the Zoom is at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Again, if you can't make it at that time, you can watch the replay. So we're going to go from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You'll have to convert for wherever you're at. So, yeah, Wendy's got her popcorn. Wendy can watch the replay for sure. So, somebody said, I don't know if the world is triangular, LOL, but I love whatever shape it is. When I talk about the triangle reality, I'm talking about the prism, okay? I'm talking about taking the source of light. That's why my logo is a prism. Taking about the light source of consciousness, of pure God consciousness, and it splits into all these different illusionary aspects of this world, all the different color spectrums, everything we have. All the different spheres we have too in the galaxies and the universe through our planets and our stars and all our solar systems still are the split down light source of the source, right? And you know, you look at the sun, it appears white. You throw up a prism, it splits into all the different colors, right? And that's what I'm talking about the illusionary reality. Not that the earth is a literal, you know, triangle shape. That's not what I'm talking about. It's that our material realm is a split reality of dualism based on a crystalline or prismatic generation system that we have creating the simulation. Okay. This gets deep into simulation theory. I did 54 videos, video lessons. These are deep esoteric video lessons in my academy. Okay. It's called the Illusion Project. Go check that out. And it's going to go through all of this stuff. The only way to get that, you get everything, by the way. I don't piece out my membership anymore. You don't go buy the courses and then buy the, it's, you get everything for one insanely low price. It's all bundled together. You're going to get access to all the courses, the academy, all the recordings of the live calls that we have on Saturday. You're going to get access to the live calls on Saturday. You can direct message me and others. There's chat rooms and there's a social media style feed. Everything's built into your membership. So no more, oh, I want to do this or I need to upgrade. It's all in one. So you're going to get access to all that. And that Illusion Project course that I did, it was all channeled. Every piece of data in that was channeled to me one night. And I sat and wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. And then I was like, the next morning, I was like, that's for a course, clearly. Like, I've got to put it, like, it was for me, but I was like, I got to share this. So I put it in my new course. And it's already up in the academy right now. So Sherilyn says, I had a dream, a vision of Revelation 13. I saw the beast, the Antichrist, and freaked out when the dream started. God said, don't be afraid. Watch. He showed me the technology and the A and the I, the beast system, is Antichrist. So yeah, by the way, we've been under the beast system forever. There's nothing new under the sun. The beast system is not happening. It's already here. You're literally already under it. You already play into it. So you literally play into it every day. So, Stephen Cloud, peace out, brother. You're blocked. I'm tired of listening to your rhetoric. If you really wanted to be here, you wouldn't be trolling on me all the time. So block, goodbye. Just dude, I'm tired of people. Like, if you're going to pop into my stream at the very end and be a total jack weasel, you know, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. So, I've been very patient with that man. He's been here for over a week now, trolling on every single piece of content I do. And I've shown a lot of love and forgiveness. And at this point, you've had your chances. You heard me. You heard this community. You heard the love and you keep rejecting it. So peace out, brother. That's all I can say. Peace out. And I mean it. Peace. I hope you find peace. I hope you find joy. I hope you quit trolling on people. I hope you find a reality for yourself where you don't spend endless hours on TikTok just dogging on other people, and you actually find your own truth and love and do something for yourself and your family. So KT says, I hope he does too. Thank you, my friend. Phantom says, coming out of the sun, Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Phantom. Yeah. It can be really trippy too. Like when you spend a lot of time in the sun and you go into a building and then you're like, wait, what? Cause it's like, it's all a part of our reality. It's such a weird thing. And when you get down the rabbit hole of consciousness, there's more questions than answers. I'll tell you that. So, Joseph says, I've been with my mom to just about every place the Virgin Mary has appeared. That's awesome, dude. What's your take on her part of coming, going mostly to children? What do you think of her music that they found in Guadalupe that was on her cape? Dude, I mean, again, reality is a simulation. So anytime someone connects with somebody like Mary or, you know, the Virgin Mary, you know, it's part of frequencies. Like it's part of angelic frequencies. And I fully believe that, you know, for me, I focus a lot more on Mary Magdalene than the Virgin Mary. Cause, and, the Gnostic Gospels, Jesus says, that is not my mother. She bore me to die. My true mother gives me perpetual life. And so for me, that's like a really deep revelation of going like, you know, he was saying that that's my 3D mom, but my true spiritual mom, my higher density, my higher vibratory mom, is the true mother, the wave that gives me perpetual life and allows me to incarnate anytime I want to enter and create this matrix system or this simulation anytime I want. And I think that's beautiful. Like, I think that's a really cool thing, but yeah, absolutely. My wife's Catholic. So, Virgin Mary is definitely a big part of that. And I think a very beautiful part, but I think the very underrated, very underappreciated and even covered up Mary that we could be focusing a lot more on is the divine counterpart of Jesus, which is the divine feminine. Guys, you have a divine feminine in you already. Ladies, you have a divine masculine in you, and you got to bring the two into one and alchemize. So, Hendrix says, have a good one, guys. Absolutely, brother. Thank you so much for being here. There is a parallel universe. Vinay says, absolutely. Samira says, new here. Curious how, oh, I lost your comment. Curious how the meteor that has traveled past the polar shifts and the eclipse. Okay, so I don't know about the polar shifts or whatever. I'm not a scientist. I know there's supposed to be like a comet headed towards the eclipse, and it looked like the egg being fertilized kind of thing. So again, a new beginning, a new birth, the Christ light returning, the return of Christ as the sun comes back. Don't be worried about the clouds, guys. Go meditate, and I believe you're going to see it. Go connect with the sun. Ask the Son of God, the sun, to connect with you on the eclipse and set in awe of it. And I believe you will. I believe I'll see it. Even if it's cloudy, I believe it will open up for me to be able to see it. So I'm very excited about that. Let's see. Damien says, I may have missed this, but what do you think about the whole solar eclipse? And so I'm going to talk about the last two on the private Zoom tomorrow. The first one, I just did an hour and a half on it. You will have to rewind. You can't do that on TikTok, but jump over to my Facebook, my YouTube, or Apple or Spotify, and you can hear this episode. It's episode 409, Harnessing the Power of Judgment Day. Go check it out. Really, really recommend it. It's been a great episode. Just to recap, I believe it's the return of Christ Judgment Day. It's the light returning. It's an esoteric sign and symbol for those of us who have been awoken in one of these first waves. I had my awakening in 2020. A whole new wave of people is going to be awakening and vibrating and shifting. We have the opportunity, I believe, to open our own portal to the higher frequency reality. And watch a lot of our old systems and processes and ways of life literally get buried with Christ as we raise to new life, a new way of existence. And I think that that's going to be happening. So, again, it may be very underwhelming. You may be like, well, that was it. But again, mark what happens from that day forward and just be aware and see what's happening. And don't be afraid. For guys, don't be afraid at all. Be prepared. Don't be afraid. Like, literally, I have zero fear, like zero fear. I am absolutely excited. I am so excited to bury the old me and raise to new life and watch the new timelines take hold. Watch my new manifestations come in. Watch healed timelines come back around and that are fixed now and living in my reality. So the rapper I was talking about is Sotov. Yeah, S-O-T-O-V. Sorry, Sotov, S-O-T-O-V. Ushering in the age of Aquarius, Shelley says, yes, absolutely. I think so, definitely. I really do. You know, we're leaving the Pisces age, entering the age of Aquarius. I really do think that's happening. I think it's here. I think this is what a lot of us have been waiting for. You know, it doesn't always happen on one day where there's this huge outward change. The change happens within first, and then you start to see it in your simulation. And that's what I'm trying to get across to everybody. If you're underwhelmed, you're not connecting within. If you're afraid and you're seeing, oh, the eclipse caused this and that, and they're doing all this stuff and the rockets and oh my gosh, it's so scary. You're just creating more of that paradigm for yourself. So go within, connect with God within you and connect to that Christ light and understand that is the source which you hail from. You come from the light. So connect with it. It is your right to connect with that light and nothing can keep you from it. Not clouds, not shade, not a building. Connect with the light, period. Whether or not you can see it, connect with it. And as the stone rolls away and the light returns, take your period of mourning as the judgment is poured out, and then allow yourself to raise in spirit. And that's going to be a gorgeous, beautiful experience if you allow it to be. So Shelley says that makes sense. Thank you, my friend. So I gotta go. I love you guys. You'll have a beautiful day. Damien says 100%. I feel like we're co-creating our own experience. Yes, 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 my friend. Please come join the Zoom call tomorrow. CubKuker.com, CubKuker.com. Link in my bio. You'll see my call sign, all my social information. Then just scroll right past my profile picture there, and you're going to see all the info about the membership. It is extremely affordable. You get everything with it. Coaching calls, community, all of the archives and the replays of the coaching calls. You're going to get all of my courses and lessons over there. All of my unreleased content. You're going to get access to chat with me and others in the community. Social style feed, chat rooms, everything that's going on over there. It is a vibrant community, grassroots community, so you don't get lost in the fold. I really will answer you over there. I really do get back to you. I try to answer questions, comments, prayer concerns, private message back and forth, whatever you need. I'm here to support you. All for one, one for all, guys. It's all part of the bundle. Go check it out. It's the Cub Cooker Supernatural Mastermind and Mystery Academy, all bundled together now for one low price. Go check it out. It's my gift to humanity, literally. My gift is this, because this is free. But my gift to humanity is to really connect with people and be a co-mentor in this community. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. And the way to support that is by having it be a membership. So I really appreciate you guys. You'll have an awesome, awesome God self-filled day. God bless you. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you, Honeybee. Thank you, Shelley. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, everybody that's a part of our mastermind community. I love you guys so much. God bless you. Namaste and peace. See y'all.